Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 142, and you're back.
Back
in action.
Yes, sir.
Back in action.
Here I am.
And I'm sure all the listeners are curious about what was going on.
Well, before I get into that, let me just commend you on two excellent shows.
Oh, thank you.
The Jordan Morris one was outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
And I think both of you guys had excellent chemistry.
Oh, good.
And I liked how you kept my spirit alive.
Yes.
Even though I was gone.
Yes.
And Jordan had so much. I think he had a lot of fun, but he also had a lot of knowledge.
Well, you know, he's a Genesis guy, and I was kind of sorry that you weren't there because you guys could have really had a bonding experience on the whole Genesis thing.
Yeah. I agree. And a user commented that it was uncanny how much he sounded like David Cross.
Uh-huh.
And I agree.
Uh-huh.
I just kept picturing Tobias Fuque from Arrested Development.
Uh-huh.
On our podcast. I thought it was a very nice touch.
Let me ask you this. Were there any tracks that stuck out? Did you take note of any of that? Or
Yeah, there are. There were. I'll get back to that.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. But okay. I just wanted to say that one. And on the last episode, when you went solo.
Yes.
Very commendable.
Man. Oh, okay. Thank you.
But you know that last picture on the page, our webpage.
Yeah.
It's very sad. I just look at that. And someone, another user commented on that as well.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't even mean it to look totally sad, but it was just, I wanted it to look just kind of, you know, oh, this is Brent on his own. Brent solo. You know, Brent, you know, it's like, by the way, I think that same, maybe it was that user was asking about the, why it was red. You know, there was a neon light that was there that made that red. Actually, I should just mention also that I think Victor was that saying that wallpaper, he liked the wallpaper on there? Well, it's not my wallpaper. That's the wallpaper at the place where we record, which is it's a comic book store, and it's the upstairs portion of a comic book store.
Yes.
That's where the Nerdist studio is located. So, But neon sign is what made me look pink or whatever.
Sure.
I don't normally. Or maybe I was just pink because I was missing you. I was missing you, girl.
Well, let me tell you something, man. I was on a sort of a journey of my own.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And if you want to turn on this music.
Oh yes. Let's kind of make this a little more.
It was just weird. I was in a weird place during the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I mentioned it to you briefly, but I haven't really spoken to you in much detail.
Yeah, right.
But I just felt the need to tell the users what's going on out there. I felt a kind of somewhat of a responsibility. And just because of a similar issue that I think one of our users went through.
That's right, yeah. And perhaps you related to that user. And now perhaps the listeners might relate to you on this or something. Or, you know, might find some sort of, you know.
I found myself in a very weird place because I am going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. It's out there. And it's. I'm not going to go into details about what's going on. You know, it's I'm not at liberty to say, but I am going through. It was a rough time.
You've been very emotional about it.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sad about it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime a relationship is over, there's always sadness on both parts.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I had to deal with. There's logistics that are involved in a divorce, and that's what I'm handling right now.
Yeah.
But...
And have you, over the last couple of weeks, have you started to feel better, or are you still pretty, or are you still in the pits?
There is that pit stage.
Yeah.
There is that, that
pitfall.
Pit fighter stage.
Oh, pit fighter. Yeah. Okay.
There is that pit fighter. By the way, do you have that Yuzo Koshiro track?
Yeah.
Why don't you hit that? And by the way, let me also thank you for not playing the Sonic the Hedgehog. What is it? You lose track when I said I was getting a divorce.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
That would have been funny, but also a little inappropriate if I would have said, I'm getting a divorce, and you went, dun, 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 dun. Okay. This is a little more appropriate. This is, it's funny that we use this track for our romance episode. And here I am at the end of that romance.
Right, okay? Right. That's right.
Uh-huh. Sure, sure. So, like I was saying, you know, there's ups and downs. I'm in a much better place now than I was when I was missing those episodes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed what I look like right now, but you know how in the past couple episodes you mentioned how fit I'm into weights and I'm into fitness.
Sure, yeah, you're fit, very fit.
Swole, not swole. These days.
You came in here today. I thought you were looking actually pretty good, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
Well, you look boyish actually.
What's the haircut?
Maybe it's the hair, but you do look youthful.
Well, I just you, some days I come in here
rebirth.
Some days I come in here and I feel like I look like Altered Beast main guy after, what is it, the second ball?
Uh-huh.
You know, because you start out Altered Beast normal, then you get one ball.
Yeah.
And you pump up.
Yeah.
Then you get two balls.
Then you get real powered
up. And then you're
just, powered up.
You're almost naked.
Yes.
And then you get three balls and you're the beast. Right.
Yes.
So now I feel like no balls. Like okay. No balls Altered Beast.
Oh, really? Just the guy with all his clothes
on? Just the guy with all his clothes on. Whereas usually I'm like two balls.
You're like naked, basically. Like you record this podcast naked a lot of
well,
people.
Well, I don't...
For the picture,
I don't,
we put the clothes back
on. I don't go werebear. Mm-hmm. I don't go werebear on the podcast. Werebear is for the gym only.
Yeah, and that's werebear as in W-E-A-R-B-A-R-E.
Oh, werebear. Like,
werebear.
So I haven't been eating very much.
Oh, really? And, oh, yeah. So are you getting, you're slimming down?
I think
because
maybe.
Of this.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, it makes you look boyish, if that's any consolation.
Well, I've been getting nice haircuts, so there's that. Also, I've been listening to a lot of VGM tunes.
Right. Well, you were inspired by the voicemail that we got from someone.
Okay. Because we were very vague about it when we got that voicemail. When was it? Maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah. Maybe a couple years ago or something.
We'll have to dig through the episode to find out which episode it was. But yeah. I won't give out who it was. But at the time, this user called in and he said, I want to thank you guys for the podcast. It was something to that effect.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going through a divorce right now.
Yeah.
And listening to you guys is making me feel better. And he got emotional.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, he said that our podcast had been helping him get through it, which was a really, you know, just kind of, you know, endearing, touching thing for us to hear, you know?
Sure.
And I
thought about that.
Yeah.
When this situation started happening.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let me listen to some tunes. I started going through our old episodes, and I started listening to different tunes. And, you know, some people may think it's ridiculous. Some
right.
people may say whatever, but it's still music. It's the power of music.
Yeah.
I listen to some music, Kushiro.
Uh-huh.
You know who I listen to mainly?
I do, but you can say for yourself.
Right, it's rhetorical to you, but
yes.
I'm asking the users. You know who I listen to.
Actually,
Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
But you know, if you said that, I think that people would have immediately went to Rob Hubbard.
Rob Hubbard.
They would have said that.
Yeah, you know, Road Rash. The Road Rash soundtrack really got me through the dark times.
No, but you really got into the. You really started listening to more of the. You were inspired by this, by that one user sharing his story.
Absolutely.
And then that inspired you to start listening more video game music to sort of, and Alberto Jose Gonzalez was a big help for you.
Huge.
Yeah.
I was listening to his soundtracks that we've played.
Yeah.
And then I went to his SoundCloud as well.
Yeah.
And he wrote a lot of stuff for the Amiga that is just, it really hit home.
Yeah.
And there's lots of frustrations that come, you know, with the end of any relationship.
Sure, yeah.
But to deal with that, you have to put yourself in a mindset. And I think that the music of Alberto Jose Gonzalez really, really got me through that.
Well, that's really nice.
Because
to hear,
there's times there when, you know, I just felt there was a lot of emotion, and I sent him a note.
Yeah,
I sent him a note to thank him for that. Much like that user dropped us that one line.
Yes,
and just thanked us for doing the podcast. So you know, maybe there's a user out there that's going through a rough time, rough patch for whatever reason. Could be relationship related.
It could be other.
Could be
else,
could be otherwise.
Yeah.
Related and I just wanted to mention that the music really helped, and listening to the episodes while I was out, that was also the ones
you were absent for, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, you know, it was something.
And I felt bad because I liked how you commented. You were very honest and you said that you felt nude at times.
I felt werebear. I felt like I was a werebear.
And I don't want you to ever feel nude at all again.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here for you.
Well, look, you know, I'm sorry that your marriage came to this, and that that you've had to deal with the last couple of weeks of emotional hardship.
Sure.
I'm glad to have you back.
It's both parties that are enduring this.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hear I'm using my legal speak.
right. But I'm speaking as from someone who is the double dragon brother another double dragon brother.
Right.
We're glad to have you back.
Do you think it was like, since we're double dragon brothers, do you remember those G.I. Joe brothers where one got punched and then the other one would feel it?
Oh, no.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I know that phenomenon with twins.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was just a G.I. Joe thing.
Oh, I mean, I've
Where
heard of that.
One of the brothers would get punched and then the other one would feel it because they were so close. And I'm thinking maybe the double dragon boys are like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you saw that picture from the last episode.
Right. Well, yeah, that's kind of, look at that last picture, you know, there was times in the last couple of weeks when I thought that.
Uh-huh.
And I look just like you, I think.
Yeah.
You were a reflection of me.
I didn't mean that picture to look so sad, actually, to be honest. It's like I didn't even mean it to look that, like, I just meant it to look like just solo style, you know?
Right.
Solo style Brent, you know?
Right, so, right, right.
Well, look, yeah.
Like I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, like I said, I'm glad to have you back. And, you know, hopefully being back will keep your mind off of that stuff and keep your mind on some cool
stuff. Staying busy, always.
And speaking of which, you know, we got to set up an appointment to... at one point to further kind of mend your sorrow or whatever.
Sure.
Perhaps, you know, or keep your mind off things.
Well, I told you I'm in a good place now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm in a very good place.
Yeah, better than you were.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, I hope it stays that way and keeps going up, I guess.
There are ups and then there are downs.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, there are more ups than downs.
Uh-huh, right.
So that's it. And
then there's lefts and there's rights and there's selects and starts and BAs as well. There's some ups, there's some downs, there's some lefts and some rights, BAs and selects and starts.
So the power of music and the power of VGM tunes is great. And I think it can help you no matter what situation you face, because there's going to be hardships. But in the end, you know, that's just life force.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, before we get to today's topic, I had some top of the show business as well, but I feel silly actually even addressing it after you pouring your heart out and talking about a heavy subject matter such as divorce.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about corrections to the last episode after my divorce revelation, go ahead. Feel free. Go ahead.
I don't know. I think not. But maybe I'll save it for another day is the thing. So, but yeah. Anyway, I did. Yeah. Well, you know what? I might be able to point it out later on in the episode, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of that stuff, you know.
Right. Right.
I think right now let's turn to today's topic. And which I guess is somewhat appropriate in a way, at least for you.
Drop it.
So today's topic is games that with female leads. So female protagonist games, they can't be games that were there's a female playable character. It needs to be the game has to be centered around a protagonist who is and there could be only one protagonist or multiple protagonists, but they all have to be women or they all have to be girls or the one has to be a girl character. So for example, Street Fighter II wouldn't count, even though Chun-Li could be considered, if you play with her, she's the protagonist of that game, but she shares that spotlight with all the other playable characters. So no on that or no on a lot of other examples, you know. So I actually wanted to ask you actually about this, that did you ever, have you ever felt like, I'll save this thought for later, but yeah.
Okay, bookmark it.
Yeah, I'll save it for later in this episode, yeah.
Okay, pause on that one.
Yeah, press start on that one. Yeah, that's when starts come into your life.
You yes,
know,
yes.
Yeah, for pause, that is, yeah.
Okay.
So, but no, you were kind of telling me that this was a kind of somewhat appropriate topic for you.
Well, yeah, you know, because I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah.
But then, you know, now it's the female protagonists.
Yeah.
And, you know, and... Well, you've known me for how many years now?
Oh, like 12-ish, perhaps?
12-ish years.
Yeah, 12-ish
years. You know, you've seen my share of female protagonists.
Yes.
Come and go.
Yes.
And that's just the way it is. So I selected a few different tracks that I thought would be appropriate.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, maybe I'll share some experiences and some thoughts I've had on the female protagonists in my past.
Yeah.
And that might help some people on their journey.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe we can all walk away with something.
But
not learn something, but just walk away with something.
But I have a question in regards to this.
What do you got?
You refer to these women as female protagonists in your life. Does that make you the antagonist?
Oh, well, no, actually, in my past, there have definitely been some antagonists. Uh-huh, no doubt. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So straight up. Uh-huh. Mega bosses.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mega bosses. Not just right. Mini bosses or just final bosses, just mega bosses.
Mega bosses.
Mega bosses.
Yeah, in the past.
Has there ever been a boss parade in your life?
A boss parade? I guess you can all consider them a boss parade.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess it is a big boss parade. Yeah.
Right.
But so then this is more about the female antagonists. You're going to play female protagonist music
right.
while thinking about female antagonists.
Sure, sure. Well, anyway, you know, they can all...
Or switch. It depends on... To them, you're the antagonist.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
they probably would think that I am the antagonist. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of them would consider me to be a bad dude,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which would make them the Karnov. So this is a show about all the Karnovs in your life.
Okay. We dedicate. Yeah. This one's going out to all the Karnovs. You know who you are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you're starting things off.
Okay. I will start off with some Sega Genesis.
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to go with Valis, AKA Mugen Senshi Valis.
Yeah, you know, I really missed the boat on this whole Valis thing. I saw that you'd selected tracks from Valis, and I just didn't even realize that that was an option. And there's a few games from this series, and I didn't listen to them, but I have a feeling there's probably some really good music in these, in these games. I missed this one. I didn't listen to any of these, yeah.
I'm going to go with, the composers are Shinobu Ogawa mm-hmm. and Tempei Sato. And the track, I was thinking of going with Sadness first.
Yeah.
But I thought, no. Let's not try Sadness.
Yeah.
Okay. Because sure, there's been some sadness in the past couple of weeks, but I'm going to go with Miss Blue.
Oh, well, that's still sad.
Sure. Yeah. But it's Miss Blue as in MissBlue. And, you know, I think when I was going through the divorce,
yeah.
you know, there was a little Miss Blue that was happening.
What do you mean by that? Like,
I'm not really sure. That didn't really make sense.
Right. Well, no, I mean, there's two things. I'm thinking, one, either the female player in the divorce game or whatever you want to call it is Miss Blue.
Oh, okay. You know, right.
Where you're Mr. Blue.
All right.
She's Miss Blue.
Right.
Because you're both sad.
Sure.
Or you avoid the sadness, and so you miss the blue. Or you long for the sadness. And you want it, you miss it.
Like there could be a lot.
There's many interpretations. Many interpretations, and they all don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'll tell you what does make sense.
This track,
Miss Blue, Valis, aka Mugen Senshi Valis. Valis, aka Mugen Senshi Valis. And that was Miss Blue. Beautiful track, no?
Yeah, this is good, yeah.
A little sad.
Huh?
So I think it's a little melancholy.
Yeah, it's sad. I think this is the ending track, actually.
Right.
Ends on... It's kind of, actually, it's sad at first, but then it gets kind of positive, though, you know? See? This sounds kind of positive and bright.
Sure.
But it started out sad, though.
A little sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like how I was sad, and then, you know, now it's positive.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
What do you got?
Have you ever wanted to be a woman?
Me?
Yeah.
Be a woman?
Yeah.
In what sense? Physically?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Just to experience it.
Can't say that I have.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Are you gonna follow up?
I always liked female protagonist games.
Right.
Because, you know, I've wanted to experience what it's like to be a woman for a day or even a week.
Okay.
Or even a lifetime.
A lifetime, right.
No, I'm joking. But playing as a girl, I've been interested. I mean, I'd be interested to see what it's like to be a woman for a day or something like that. Or, you know,
just dress up as a woman and just
or just have the body of a woman and just whatever, just experience that identity for a little bit. You know, I'm just right. I was always kind of curious about what that would feel like. You know,
oh yeah.
I'm totally into being a man. You
okay,
know? Or
right.
whatever you want to call me, a half man or whatever.
Sure,
but. You know, or a boy.
A boy.
But
a double dragon boy.
Right. Or a cheeky cheeky boy. but I have been interested in what it would be like in certain contexts, I guess, to experience being a woman. Anyway, playing female lead games.
Right.
I think it was sort of that was kind of a way to do that, I think. Mm. For me, you know. That's why I always enjoyed playing with Chun-Li on Street Fighter 2.
Hey, well, you know what? Let me ask you something.
What?
Just say you were a woman. Do you think you and I would be together? Huh? Hey, double dragon something.
Double dragon something. Double dragon marriage. Double dragon couple.
You know what's funny? I think this podcast is lasting longer than my marriage. So far.
It is. It is, isn't it? Well, no, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, wow. It's weird. There's an episode where you talked about your wedding, you know?
Yeah.
And there's another episode where you talked about your honeymoon. And now there's an episode you're talking about your divorce. That's pretty crazy, right? I'm glad you find that funny.
Oh, well, hey, man, you have to find funny in this whole quest.
Yeah.
You have to find the funny in Simon's quest.
Simon's quest. Just relate life to video games.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to do now because humor helps you power through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Helps you power glove through. So, all right. I'm going to move on to a Famicom game. All right. This is a game we've heard from before. It's called Marusa no Ona. This is a Capcom game. And the music is composed by Tamayo Kawamoto, who's a female composer. This is based on the movie of the same name, which I guess translates to a taxing woman.
Mm.
A taxing woman.
Okay.
The game and the movie is about a female tax auditor who tries to bust people who don't do their taxes.
Wow. That sounds exciting already.
And that's the game that's what the game is you're trying to bust people on their taxes.
Right.
And, the track we're going to hear is called Mellow Landscape Theme of Ryoko Itakura. Mellow Landscape Theme of Ryoko Ika, or Itakura. This is music from Marusa no Ona. This is music from Marusa no Ona, music by Tamayo Kawamoto. This is called Mellow Landscape, theme of Ryoko Itakura.
Beautiful.
It's cool, huh?
Yes.
This soundtrack is, it's got a, the whole soundtrack is kind of jazzy, you know. Well, not all of it, but there's some other jazzy tracks on it. I actually had a couple. I had these two games that I was going to pick out that they were from the Magical Taluluto series. You know, Magical Taluluto.
Right.
You know that, or Taruruto. And then I realized I had a couple different games picked out from that series. And then I found out that I realized that it looked like a girl on the cover. You know, like a little wizard girl.
Okay.
It turned out it was a boy.
Boy.
Actually. Yeah. And it also turned out there was another actual main protagonist that is not that character. So anyway, it was ineligible. Also, I was almost going to pick something from Mystic Riders also.
Right.
But Mystic Riders has, it's these two witches that are on broomsticks that they, it's a shooter. One of them's a girl, but the other one's a boy. So anyway.
Okay, I would like to move on to Barbie Vacation Adventure.
I almost picked a Barbie supermodel track.
Okay. Paul Tong, or Tonge, is the composer. And I will be playing the track Map, which I think is very appropriate. Do you know why?
Map of your life.
Well, not even that. But
I don't know. I just made that up.
Look. Okay, this is going out to all the single people out there. You're in a bar somewhere. You're out in the street. And then there you see it. You see Barbie. And Barbie in the Malibu convertible. And you're struck, right? And you think, this is it. That's the one. But then, you know, maybe it doesn't work out sometimes. And then before you know it, you're just hanging out in the dream house and wondering where what happened to your life, right? You know why? Didn't have a map. Need to have a map.
Uh-huh.
Figure out what you're going to do.
Where
figure out where you're going to go with Barbie. Mm-hmm. And I think both people, they need to be on that same map. You know what I mean? Because maybe one person has a different map. And then maybe one person, maybe you have a map that, who's the main map maker?
You mean the main map maker?
There's a company that makes, is it Randall?
McNally? It's Randall McNally or something like that.
Something like that, right? Maybe you have one of those, and then, or maybe the other person has a...
Rand McNally. Sure.
Rand McNally, yeah. Maybe you're looking at a Rand McNally map, right? And then the other person has a treasure map, right? It's a Blackbeard's treasure map.
Okay.
And it's just not going to work, right? Because you're looking at latitude and longitude. And then the other person is looking at, squiggly lines and a boot.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Map it out.
It's not going to work.
Map it out, people. Barbie, Vacation Adventure. Barbie Vacation Adventure Map. Did I ever ask you if you would get married, Brent?
I would. I don't know if you have. I think you have. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would like, yeah. Would.
You're gonna have a map?
I guess.
Sure, absolutely. Make sure it's a Rand McNally.
Uh-huh. Well, it is.
Can I just mention a couple of... I was going to play a couple of tracks from some other female protagonist games.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just honorable mentions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to go with Murphy Brown for the Game Boy.
Uh-huh.
That was only for a Game Boy release.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was going to... Also, Little Women.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that one came out for the Turbo Express only.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting.
But only Turbo Express.
Right.
Because of Little Women.
Yeah, and that's interesting because Turbo Express usually just played only TurboGrafx-16 games.
Right.
You fit the same game in there.
Right.
But this one, they didn't even just allow it.
Well, because they wanted it as a specific thing with Little Women.
Yeah.
So they said, oh, Little Women?
Yeah.
Little System.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there were some good tracks on those, but they didn't make the cut for this episode.
Sure. Okay.
Maybe next female protagonist episode.
Maybe next time you get divorced. Well, I'm going to move on to something that you're going to be really into, I think.
Okay.
This is an arcade game called Valkyrie no Densetsu. And, you know, the listener, Victor, recommended this a while ago, actually, probably over a year ago. And he said that he really liked the underground theme track from this game. He said it was his track of the year, you know. I couldn't decide which track I liked the most from this soundtrack. If it was the theme of Underground, which is Victor's track that he likes a lot, or Epilogue 2, which is basically the credits track or the ending track. And I pretty much decided I was going to play the Epilogue track, but you know, today I changed my mind because I kept on hearing that Underground track in my head, and I kept on thinking, you know, that's a good track. I'm gonna play that, and I think you'll be more into that track also. But this soundtrack's really synthy, and the Epilogue track I was gonna play, it sounds like Neverending Story. But this actually sounds like this sounds kind of like an 80s adventure movie also, the track I'm gonna play. So this is Valkyrie no Densetsu for the arcade, and the composer on this is Hiroyuki Kawada. And here it is. We'll be right back. is music from Valkyrie no Densetsu for the arcade, music by Hiroyuki Kawada, and this is Theme of Underground. Don't you like this track? This is kind of your...
I love this. Yeah. I love this.
I feel like...
Wait, what was that one track in the Jordan Morris episode that you said, this is totally Rob Scott?
Oh, it was that from that Kishin Doji thing or whatever.
Straight
the Zenki,
up.
The Zenki.
You called it, man.
Oh, really? Yeah,
you
yeah,
called
yeah.
It.
I thought that, yeah. Yeah.
This reminds me of the movie Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah. It's so 80s. Doesn't it sound 80s? So
no
80s.
Doubt.
I like this part. It's good. That's good right there. Also, I like how in the beginning there's this, you know, these kind of tom-tom drums and...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, just, it's cool, yeah. It's a cool track. It's a good track, definitely. It's really good. But the ending track is really good, too. Maybe I'll play that in another episode.
Right. Moving on, I am going to Metroid. Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, this is the one of the classic female protagonist games.
Yes. Chozos.
Uh-huh.
Is the track I am picking.
And now I know this track. This is a very weird track.
It's weird, you know. I've in many times in my life when I've been in relationships and sometimes, you know, it's not going right. Mm-hmm. I think Chozos.
Yeah.
Epitomizes it perfectly.
Okay.
So for all of you out there currently in Chozos, this one is for you. Metroid.
Beautiful track.
Chozos.
You know. No, it is a weird track. It is a weird track.
Have you ever been in a Chozo situation, Brett?
Yes. I think so. Maybe so. This is the darkest of tracks in a way, you know?
Sometimes in a relationship, when you're in a relationship with someone, you're going out of your mind, man.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're just, this is exactly it. And you're just going, what's going on? What happened? Chozos.
Mm-hmm. You think to yourself, this is what you said. You think to yourself, what happened? Chozos.
That's it.
As if that's what happened to your relationship.
Right.
Chozos.
So the next time you get in a big fight with your significant other, or you just something major happens, and you're just saying, this is straight up a Chozos situation.
You know, this is actually the music that plays when you get an item in the game, I think. Or when you get a special item in the game.
Oh, yeah?
I think, yeah.
Well, in this game, I'm getting a divorce. So, this is Chozos.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that that Valkyrie no Densetsu game that I played from just before this.
Yes.
The main character... The Valkyrie here has a sidekick who is the main character of Warlow or Zandara no Daiboken.
Right.
Which is a game we've heard from before. I just thought I'd mention that.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Brent, I want to ask you something here.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I don't know. I think I hear something near my pocket.
Really? He's back?
I don't know, man. I think for some reason there's some.
Oh.
I think someone wants to have a conversation with you.
Okay, let's see what's going on inside the pocket.
All right, hold on a sec here.
Hello. Hold on. That's different. That wrong pocket, I think. I think I got the wrong pocket there. I didn't know one of your pockets was a gateway to the heavens. Hello. Oh, hi. Hi there.
Oh, is that you, Brent?
I'm sorry?
Is that you, Brent?
I'm sorry. Can you speak more clearly?
Hey, Brent. Is that you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, and that's much better. I think you had a clear throat there for a second. Yeah,
Brent. It's Ralph's Pocket Monster.
Yeah, hi. How's it going? It's nice to see you again.
Well, you know,
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, Ralph's been gone. There's some situations.
Yeah, how's that affected you?
Well, actually, I've been seeing a lot of Ralph lately.
Oh, really? Have you? Okay, so you've been fostering a relationship now.
Well, yeah, and, you know, during this time of his need, I think we'll probably be seeing a lot more of each other, but I just wanted to give you the update that, you know, Ralph's going to be all right.
Okay, good. Yeah, you take care of him.
Sure.
Maybe you could sing to him every now and then. You know? In fact, why don't you sing to him right now? In fact, can you hear the track that's playing right now?
Yeah, it's...
Well, maybe you could do... Maybe.
I know what he's saying sometimes when it shows us. He's got this really tight bicycle shorts he wears.
Yeah,
When he rides his bicycle sometimes.
Yeah.
And when he puts those on sometimes, it's hard to breathe. So that's why I say, shows us.
Uh-huh. Do you want to do VGM karaoke to this to the track we're playing right now?
Okay.
No, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, hold on.
I didn't know you had such a nice singing voice.
Well, taking lessons.
That's very good. Well, look, we better get on with the show. I mean, I'm sure you've got things to do. You know, I'm sure you're busy, so I won't keep you too much longer. Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Have fun with Rob. Later tonight or whatever or whenever.
So there it is, another conversation with my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So all right, I'm gonna move on to a game called Chibi Maruku-chan 2. On the last episode I put on this manga episode, I played the first Chibi Maruku-chan game. This is the second one for the Game Boy, a Japanese release only, Chibi Maruko-chan 2 Deluxe Maruko World. And this is based on a manga about a 9-year-old girl. And the music is composed by Nobuyuki Shioda. So this is a kid game, a KID game. We're going to hear, I don't know where this is in the game, but here it is, music from Chibi Maruko-chan 2 Deluxe Maruko World. Chibi Maruko-chan 2 Deluxe Maruko World, music by Nobuyuki Shioda. And, well, this is a fun track. And
oh, yeah.
A little
whimsical.
Bit.
Very whimsical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's funny to me is that in between when we stopped recording before this track and before I queued up this track, we were talking about your situation, and you know, it kind of went to a sort of dark place a little bit, you know,
and then
so after talking about this sort of dark thing,
yeah,
I put my track on. I queued up my track, and it just sounded so inappropriate. And,
well, let's try to recreate it
without getting too specific. I mean, we talked about something that was inappropriate.
Turn off the music.
It was inappropriate for the podcast.
Let's just say I'm getting heated. Yeah. Getting so upset. And you saw there was fire in my eye.
Yeah.
Right?
That's messed up.
See the fire in my eye, and I'm just going, I can't believe this. And No.
You weren't even like that. You were more like this, actually. You weren't actually as heated, excited. You were more down. It was down, like, yeah, man, it's messed up, you know? Like, it's messed up.
Right.
So just be like that more. Okay, kind of take it down. Take it down the... It was downplay. You would downplay it, but you were upset, you know?
This is me being upset right here.
Yeah, it's messed up.
I can't believe this.
Really? Wow.
And then this situation occurred. And can you believe this, Brent?
That's really messed up, man. Yeah. And
well, this is the situation. This is what it is.
Yeah. Is that a good enough level? Is that a good enough level right there? Is that too loud? That was just so ridiculous. That was so funny. It was so funny. That was so funny when that happened in real time. We tried to recreate it, but... Good track, though. It's a good track, though.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's a good track. It's
wonderful.
A good track.
It's wonderful. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? I'm going to go Valis 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Valis 3 is a game for the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What should we go with here? The composers are Hisao Inoue, Jun Hasebe, Shingo Murakami, Takaharu Umezu, Michiko Naruke, and Minoru Iwasa.
Now, and to be a little more specific, Takaharu Umezu, Michiko Naruke, and Minoru Iwasa. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Were those even the names you said just now? I don't even know. But those three names arranged this for the Genesis, I guess, or something. Or they were the arrangers, and the composers are Hisao Inoue, Jun Hasebe, and Shingo Murakami.
Okay.
Or whatever. Okay.
A lot of good tracks on this one. Jeez, I don't know which one I should go with. Let's go with Sutherland.
Okay, Sutherland. Okay.
Sutherland.
Uh-huh.
Not Donald.
No, but...
And not Kiefer.
Oh, okay.
Not Kiefer.
Okay.
Valis 3.
Mm-hmm.
Sutherland.
But by the way, just say, well, somewhat on topic... Donald Sutherland played he played the role of Casanova in Federico Fellini's Casanova.
Okay.
I mean, that relates to, you know.
What are you saying? I'm Casanova?
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Oh,
could
who
be.
Knows?
Could be. I got to tell you about the could be story. I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay. We'll be right back. Jaws 3.
Sutherland.
Could be. You know what I mean? Could be.
Could be this land. Could be Sutherland.
Could be.
What's the could be story?
Okay. So I went to this restaurant in New York.
Oh.
And it was this Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And.
Okay.
What?
I'm already picturing some.
So the waiter was this young guy, and he was Italian, and he had an accent.
Right.
And he just was really funny, and he was, they had this appetizer that was this creme brulee appetizer. It was not a dessert.
Oh, interesting.
It was a savory creme brulee. Okay. But I guess there was some sweet aspects to it as well, but... I was really interested in it, but they were out of it, though. They didn't have the ingredients for it, but he said that it was possible that they would maybe get the ingredients later.
Right.
And then he said, so it's possible that you could order it later, but we can't serve that right now. And I was bummed out. And he went through this big description of how good it was and stuff. And and I was just, I wish I could get that. He said, well, you might be able to get it later. And then I said, yeah, but I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't eat this for dessert, though, right? And he's like, and he said, could be the way he said it was so good. The way right, he said could be, right. He went could be. I said, but you can't eat that for dessert. He said could be. Like say, but you can't eat that for dessert.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. But you can't eat that for dessert.
Could be. Is the way he looked at us.
Yeah, there's also visual. There's a visual.
The way he looked at us. It was.
I like that.
Could be.
All right.
Could be. So now I say could be on stuff. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Could be. Next up, we're going to hear from Magical Chase for the TurboGrafx-16. This is music composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata. This is a cotton copy, you know, the cotton series of games is a copy of that game, not unlike Mystic Riders. Has a witch on a broomstick shooter. It's a shooter that has a witch on a broomstick. We're going to hear the final stage music. This is music from Magical Chase for the TurboGrafx-16. From Magical Chase for the TurboGrafx-16. This is music by Hitoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata. This is the final stage. It's cool, huh?
I really was digging that intro.
Oh, the intro is awesome. Let's try that again.
This is like Alan Parsons Project.
Huh. Oh, I like the bass line here. Watch this. I like that. Da 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 da. Yeah.
That you said in the last episode?
What?
When you said you were trying to sing and then you said, I can't do this. I Rob gives me that.
Oh, right, right, right.
That,
the comfort zone.
The comfort zone, yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
I am your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, as long as you're around me, you sing your heart out. You sing your little heart out.
Dun, 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 dun. Nah, this is, I don't want to abuse that privilege.
But, hey, I don't mind at all. Hey, if I didn't have video game music tracks to listen to,
mm-hmm.
I would take your humming any day.
Oh, okay, good. Good, thank you. It's a neat track.
Okay. Let us go with SD Vallis, aka Acid Vallis.
Super deformed. Right? Isn't that what that is?
SD?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I usually SD means super deformed. Yeah.
I think it right now today it means straight divorce. Yes, it's a situation that is divorce.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
SD Vallis, aka Sid Vallis. This is a Sega Genesis title, and I have Unknown as a composer.
Okay.
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 I had two up. Visual Scene 1 is really good. But then I think maybe I'll go with the boss theme.
Okay.
Because I think there are times in your relationship when you will come and face boss situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and your partner as a couple must overcome that boss.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you end up with the SD.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So
the Vallis SD.
Right. SD Vallis, aka Sid Vallis, here is Boss Theme. SD Vallis, aka Sid of Vallis, and that is Boss Theme. You ever been in a boss theme situation with one of your past relationships?
Yes.
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 Hmm.
Yes. But as I practice at stuff. I practice at games. I'm good at games.
Right.
I'm good at games.
Doesn't this sound like, what does this remind you of?
I don't know. It sounds like something. I like that part. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, you know it. Come on, hit that again.
Oh, Zelda.
Zelda. Yeah, no doubt.
Right, here it comes. It kind of does, yeah. I'm going to move on to a game that I played a lot of tracks from this franchise on the last episode.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
You are talking about...
Sailor Moon.
Okay.
We're going to hear from Sailor Moon, Another Story. This is music composed by Takanori Arisawa, and this is a Super Famicom game. And we're going to hear The Frozen Mountains. Music from Sailor Moon, Another Story. Music by Takanori Arisawa. This is The Frozen Mountains. And I really like this this kind of almost like Jaco Pastorius kind of bass. This sounds like to me, you know, kind of it's got this like fretless bass sound, you know. And I love how the there's these sort of, I don't know, sleigh bells or something that are used very sparingly, you know. Right here.
Yes.
Just like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Here we go. That's so cool because they don't even come in a part where it's hard to anticipate when they come in, actually, you know?
Right.
You hear that? They kind of jingled a lot at the end there, but
I thought that was a voice of some type.
Oh, okay, yeah,
a voice stuck in the frozen mountain.
Mm. But this is a cool kind of track, huh?
Beautiful.
I know your face kind of lit up during that second part of it. You know,
it struck a chord.
Oh, did it?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. I think it's this part right here where your face lit up. Oh, not this part. It's coming up. Kind of neat how the melody's kind of in the bass, is the bass. Okay, this part.
You think my face lit up?
It did when you first heard it, yeah. I mean, it did just now, too, kind of, yeah.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah, it's cool because the melody is all in the bass on this track, you know? That's just neat that there's the melodies on the bass.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. Now, by the way, this is a good time to mention this. I wanted to point this out. I was going to say this at the top of the show. This is a good time now to say it. But in case anyone thought I was being serious about anime conventions being unsafe because of the mix of Sailor Moon fans, the mix of young girls and older men. Do you remember me talking about that in the last episode?
No.
All right. Well, anyway.
It was kind of in the middle of a divorce there, Brent.
Yes, yes. So in case anyone thought I was being serious about that, the unsafe mix of young girls and older men, I was totally joking. Okay? I just want to clarify that to anybody who thought I was, you know, actually concerned. I'm not really concerned about, you know, who Sailor Moon is geared towards. And I'm not really, I just want to clarify that because sometimes people can't tell when I'm joking, you know, when I'm being serious and when I'm joking.
Right.
And plus, older men and young tweenage girls, I think they'd make a great pair of companions.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. Somewhere.
I'm joking again, in case anybody, yes. I feel like I need to clarify now. I'm just totally joking.
I was totally joking too. It's going along with you. I was taking
people can't
that
people can't
you.
Tell people can't tell. You know.
All right.
I mean, you know, because you know, I sound serious when I'm talking all the time.
Yes.
So you can't tell when I'm joking. That's the magic. That's the beauty of the Frozen Mountains.
Can I throw in a couple of honorable mentions while we're here?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I listened to a number of female protagonist soundtracks.
Yeah.
VGM soundtracks.
That's right.
I was going to go with Mary Poppins for Atari Lynx.
Oh, yeah.
But that one didn't make the cut.
No, all handheld consoles were these runner-up ones.
Yes. Uh-huh. What does that say about how the video game industry viewed the female protagonists?
Mm.
Well, for my games, anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
But we did have one for PC Engine here, Blossom.
Oh, Blossom from PC Engine.
And that one was cool. You just played Blossom and, you know, you were just...
You know, trying on different clothes. It's kind of like Barbie a little bit. Barbie.
Right.
Trying on different hats.
And you had to do that dance. You remember the dance you used to do at the...
You know, I never watched that show.
No.
That show was not for me.
Oh, it was good.
It was not for me, that show.
It was good. Whoa.
I know about... Oh, I saw Joey Lawrence live once, actually.
What?
Performing music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was at Universal Studios. I didn't go there on purpose, but...
Sure.
You know, I used to...
Yeah, right. You're a Joey Lawrence groupie.
Well, maybe... Could be. But I used to go to... I used to sneak into Universal Studios a lot, and I used to just sort of hang out there.
Okay.
And one time I went in with my friend, and Fritz and Fred, you know, Fritz Coleman and
no idea who
whatever.
You're talking about.
It's the weather guy and the sports guy from some channel, you know, local channel. They were doing... presenting some show or something, and we went to that, and Joey Lawrence was the special musical guest there or whatever, and Joey Lawrence did two songs.
Oh.
So I saw Joey Lawrence live.
Wow.
And I watched it and I thought to myself, whoa.
Yes.
No, I didn't think that. I didn't watch that show though.
Let's see here. I got two more tracks. Okay. I would like to go with Magic Girl.
Magic Girl.
Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not know about this game.
The composer is unknown. But I'm going to be playing the ending theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because like the relationships in my past, you know, a few of them might have been magic. But now it's the end.
It's like you're just going to try to relate every track. And it's just like you can do it, actually. There's always some
way.
Easy way to do it
right.
And some hard ways to do it.
Right.
But, you know, let's just take another, just randomly, I mean, Chibi Maruko-chan 2.
Right.
Well, you know, Chibi, it's just... It's like a relationship, you know what I mean? And
sometimes she be Maruko-chan.
And then, yeah, it's and part two, it's, you know, maybe this is part two of your life now.
Right, because part one was the relationship. Now it's part two.
Yeah, deluxe Maruko world, you know, it's just, it's bigger now.
Right.
You just do it, you know? It just doesn't even matter. Valkyrie no Densetsu. Well, Valkyrie in your life. Your life has a life is a Valkyrie.
Well,
or just, you know... okay, whatever.
This is, you know, I don't know. I have, in a way, I feel this is kind of therapeutic for me as well.
Is it?
Sure.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
You know, well, I'm talking about this situation.
Yeah. Laughing about it.
laughing about it and, you know, just addressing it to all our users, which is a little weird.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, I feel I have a connection with the users. And I think that my situation right now could help others in the user situations.
Yes, that's the that was the whole point, right?
Right.
I think that was the, that inspired you to share this, is because
right.
that guy shared with us.
Right.
Now you share with them, and they share with
and
them.
They share.
And they were share will with, and they were all share with that original guy.
Right.
they'll all call that original guy.
So I will be going with the ending theme. Magic Girl, Sega, Genesis.
It's Mega Drive, I think.
Sega, Mega Drive. There's a magic girl out there for you, Brent. Don't be so down on yourself. Cheer up, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That makes me think of a whole other conversation, but I think we'll save that for maybe a couple months down the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wait. Turn that up. I got a couple more honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Let's see. For the Sega Genesis, it was a very good title, My So-Called Life.
Well, that one might not be that wouldn't have been eligible anyway, maybe, because I kind of feel like there was, I mean, Claire Danes was probably the protagonist. I don't know. I've never watched the show, to be honest. I don't even know.
All right. Well, hey.
Maybe so.
It was a good game. Good game.
Yeah.
And then I also had Moesha.
Moesha. Yeah.
And then that one was for Sega Master System.
Yeah. I bet you there are some Brandy games out there, actually. I think. What was that for? What system?
Sega Master System.
Uh-huh. I'm going to play something here from, you know, two people. Okay, this is a game that two users recommended, Nathan and Nick.
Okay.
Okay? It's Alicia Dragoon, or maybe it's Alicia Dragoon. I would say it's Alicia Dragoon.
Alicia.
I think
yes.
Alicia Dragoon. The composers on this are Meccano Associates, and the Meccano Associates are Fumihito Kasatani, Nobuyuki Oshima, Mamoru Ishimoda, and Yoko Sonoda. And we're going to, this is a Genesis game, and we're going to hear the staff roll, which is the same, it's like a different version of Stage 4's music. So here's the staff roll music from Alicia Dragoon. Alicia Dragoon for the Sega Genesis. That's music by Fumihito Kasatani, Nobuyuki Aoshima, Mamoru Ishimoda, and Yoko Sonoda, otherwise known as Makano Associates. That was the staff role.
Beautiful.
This is like stage four, kind of, but it's a different version.
Okay.
My favorite part kind of comes after the sort of the slow part, you know, but I think you like the slow part the most, I think.
No doubt. That's where it's at.
I think you're into this part right here.
Oof. Here we go. Here we go. Give it to me.
Oh.
That's good right there.
Too good.
That is too good.
I like the part that's like, it just starts coming in all hard. It's like the reprise coming up after this. Sounds like birds or something, you know? That part's cool. It's like accentuated with the drums. Anyway, it's a good track. So, yeah. Nathan and Nick.
I will be playing something from Sailor Moon next. Super Famicom.
That's right.
I initially pulled from the European version.
Right.
But the Japanese version is...
the same.
The title.
Oh, no. They're both, actually.
They're both...
Actually, no. It probably was just called Sailor Moon in Europe, but...
Right.
The full title is Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon. So, and, you know, there's tons of Sailor Moon games that came out for the Super Nintendo or the Super Famicom.
Right.
And... this, I think, is the first one, I think, because this is just, it doesn't, there's no S or, you know, or there's no letter or any subtitle to it. It's just Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon. But yeah, I guess in Europe it was just called Sailor Moon.
Right. So, You got to edit that out.
Okay.
You got to edit that out.
Okay. Could be. Could be.
That was DuckTales right there. Mm. Well, DuckTales 2.
That was the new DuckTales.
DuckTales remastered.
Is it?
I will be playing Queen Serenity.
Yes, this is a good track. I know this track.
Okay, because when all is said and done, okay, everyone just wants a little serenity. And where I am right now, I am surrounded by...
You are a queen.
I feel like a queen sometimes. You know why? Because my friends are treating me like the queen I always knew I was.
So you did want to be a woman after
maybe,
all.
Maybe yes. That's it.
Could be.
Oh, I mean, could be.
Could be.
I'm surrounded by positivity right now. Okay?
Yes.
I have a strong network supporting me.
You're the queen of the land.
I have you.
I'm your king. You're my queen.
And I feel like through the thick, through the thin,
and the thicker,
through the dark, and through the lightning,
darker.
Through the lightning force.
Lightning force. All right.
So. We're always moving forward, and we're gonna be okay, ultimately.
Or Ultima 4.
Ultima 4. Ultima 4. We will be okay. Okay. So Queen Serenity is what I will be playing to end my set. And hopefully you've all learned something from this. And again, I want to thank that one user for calling in many moons ago. Many Sailor Moons ago,
yes.
And if I really have to look at it, from a different perspective, that caller calling in, and then now me having the same situation, calling out
to the users.
I'd like to thank that user. And I don't know, maybe there's some direct correlation, but if the users feel like calling in and discussing more divorce issues, maybe you should refrain from that so we don't have to do this again. Yeah.
Yes. Well, by the way, this is a beat-em-up game.
Right?
Sometimes life beats you up.
Sometimes life beats you up. Sometimes the relationships. There's emotional beatings. Mm-hmm. And then, in relationships, there's just lots of beatings and beatings and beatings.
And sometimes in video games, you beat bosses.
Beat bosses, right.
So it's everywhere. It's everywhere. The word beat is in everything. In music, there's beats.
Right.
You know?
So right.
So you just beat it. Everything is a beat when you get down to it.
Queen Serenity. Serenity. Sailor Moon, Super Famicom.
This is it's a good track.
So good.
This music is by Takanori Arisawa as well. This reminds me of something. It reminds me of I don't know what it reminds me of. It reminds me of a Capcom game I don't know, but it's good. This is a good track. Dun, 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 dun. It's good.
Selections here. Mm-hmm. And we joke around a lot on the Legacy Music Hour. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just like today was a situation where I just had to get, had to get real.
3D, yeah,
real 3DO.
Okay, well, it's not over on my end yet.
Okay.
Puyo Puyo Tsu is what we'll be hearing from next for, mm-hmm, for the Mega Drive. Mm-hmm. This is music by Tsuyoshi Matsushima. We're going to hear the opening theme.
Okay.
music from Puyo Puyo 2. This is from composer Tsuyoshi Matsushima. This is opening theme. I like this breakdown part coming up here.
Right.
In the bass, it's like bump bump. That's cool. I like that part. Okay, well, that almost brings us to the end of our focus on female protagonist games with where the female character is the lead,
right?
And for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can comment there, you can wish Rob good wishes there, and you can also email us with questions or comments at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also call us.
Absolutely. We have operators standing by, 281-SONIC-91, and look us up on iTunes, look us up on Nerdist, look us up on Stitcher.
And, you know, on iTunes, give us a rating. A good rating.
Sure.
And if a review if you want. But the ratings really, the more ratings, the more people will find out about the show, I think.
Right. Yes, so. I agree.
And in turn, the more ratings, the more people will find out about Rob's divorce.
Sure. Right. Which, who knows? Maybe someone out there can learn something from this. At the very least, how to relate the games of the 8-bit and 16-bit era to their current situations.
In the current situation eras.
Let me ask you something I just thought of. Did you ever unpause that one thing you wanted to tell me about? Do you remember at the top of the show you said, let's pause on that one?
Well, I think I kind of ended up fitting it in to different places.
Okay.
But there was one last thing I never mentioned was Retro Nick. I think he was the one who asked about the neon sign, but he also pointed out that Let Off Some Steam Bennett was from Commando. I said it was from The Running Man.
Right.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Right.
You know, Let Off Some Steam Bennett. And yes, that's right. You're right about that. I did get that wrong. Yes.
Okay.
But I will say that, get down. That's from every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Right.
That quote, you can use that in any movie.
Right.
So if you say, oh yeah, get down, it's from Commando, it's correct, and it's also in Terminator or whatever. I mean, probably not Terminator, but it's also in, you know,
right,
Commando, and it's also in probably Jingle All the Way.
I want to thank you for waiting until the end and not just throwing that in right after what I was saying.
Right.
For example, just let me give you what it would have been like.
What it would have sounded like.
Okay, just tell me about how your dog was kidnapped and held for ransom, and then you're never going to see your dog again. Go ahead.
Well, my dog was, I've been going through a hard time. My dog was kidnapped.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And,
oh, my God.
Then, basically get held for ransom.
Oh,
I couldn't afford it, so I never saw my dog ever again.
That's so terrible. Is that why you were absent for the last two episodes?
Yeah. I was just been... just trying to raise funds to get this dog back, and I wasn't able to.
Okay.
Yeah. Started this, had this Kickstarter going, and missed it by 10 cents.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, that's really sad and all, but I just wanted to mention this one user was commenting on whether Pit Fighter was motion capture video.
Yeah.
And he said it wasn't, but it was.
Mm.
So just to comment to user... Jim Sega Genesis 57. It's stop motion. But anyway, I'm really sorry to hear about your situation, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you to Jim. Jim Sega Genesis 57. No, but I want to thank you for, making the comeback, being on the comeback tour.
I'm here.
Returning to the Legacy Music Hour. And,
right.
Even though you're still dealing with this right now, still.
Okay.
And so I appreciate it, and I think the listeners will appreciate you coming back even during a time of hardship.
Sure. But
of emotional stress.
You always
lots of stress.
You gotta just keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So, okay. Oh, okay. So next week is a focus on Matt Furness, the composer Matt Furness. And we have a special guest joining us as well for that episode. I won't even say who it is, but tune in and check that out. We'll be focusing on the work of Matt Furness, but also looking at some music that from games that he likes the soundtracks to.
Okay.
So, yeah, check it out. That's the next episode next week.
The heater.
The heater. Matt, the heater.
The Furness. Boiler.
The bubbling.
Right.
We're going to close it out here with The Guardian Legend. This is a Nintendo game.
Yes.
This is from the composer. It was credited as Miyamo Shant, but the actual name is Masatomo Miyamoto. And we're going to hear Area 3, 4, and 8 indoors. Mm-hmm. And so this is music from The Guardian Legend, which is you don't know that I don't. I think in the I'm not sure, but I know in the Japanese version it's very clear that it's a female protagonist, but you don't know it's a female character until in the North American version until the very right. end when you beat it. It's revealed there's a little picture of her and a high heel, also really adding to the femininity. So. This is music from The Guardian Legend from the Nintendo. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Can I add one more thing?
Oh, please.
Just,
please.
About the inside. And what was it? Sections?
Indoors. Yeah, Area 3, 4,
area
and
3,
8.
4 and
indoors.
8. It's actually very appropriate.
Yes.
Because inside of you, Areas 3, 4, and 8, that's your heart, which yeah. you must always guard with the legend. And just always remember that, Areas 3, 4, and 8. Protect it, but do not be afraid to give it to
open
someone.
It, too.
Absolutely.
That's why opening theme was the last track mm-hmm. from Puyo Puyo 2. Opening right. theme, don't be afraid to opening theme it,
yes.
but then keep guard it as well. Yeah.
Because that, like I said, that is the key to averting any kind of crisis force.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So very good. Very good. Right. Very good. There you go. All right. Well, my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.